This is Ozarks at Large. There is a major name change underway in the region. The stretch of highway from Alma to Bella Vista, which has been designated as Interstate 540 since it opened in 1999, will soon be known only as Interstate 49. The designation change was announced this morning in Little Rock. Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums talked to Glenn Bollock, Special Projects Coordinator for the Arkansas State Highway and Transportation Department, this morning.
The work to create a seamless interstate highway from New Orleans to Kansas City has been on the drawing board for a long time. Slowly, piece by piece, the highway is becoming reality. In December 2012, a section of roadway in Missouri was designated as I-49, joining a more than 200-mile section in Louisiana in having that name, but leaving a large gap in the middle that is mostly western Arkansas. Today, the Arkansas State Highway Transportation Department announced the Federal Highway Administration has given the thumbs up to the name change along the 60-plus miles from Alma to Bella Vista. Glenn Bollock is a Special Projects Coordinator with the Arkansas State Highway and Transportation Department.
And this is something that, you know, you get into the economic development world and you have a double-digit interstate instead of a three-digit interstate means that you're connecting interstate to interstate. So the advantage of having an I-49 is pretty tremendous. And, of course, you know, people know for years that we've been developing the future I-49 through the western part of Arkansas. That whole section goes from basically New Orleans to Kansas City and through western Arkansas. But with the development of the Bella Vista Bypass, I-540s already there. There's work going on in Fort Smith. There's work south of Texarkana. But this is a pretty big deal for us. We just got word this week that the Federal Highway Administration has approved us to actually put I-49 signs up. So starting next week, the next couple of weeks, people will start seeing I-49 signs going up on what was I-540.
So that was my next question. Well, so I-49, and it's not like I-49/I-540?
That's correct, because, you know, you get into the technical stuff of, you know, a three-digit interstate connects an interstate to a two-lane high or a four-lane highway. The designation of I-49, and this, you know, people in Louisiana have sections of I-49. There's portions in Missouri that you can go up there and you'll see I-49. So this just sort of reaffirms that Arkansas is part of the big picture. We're part of the I-49. You know, we still have a lot of work to do between, you know, the south end of the state and the north end up by Alma, but we're making progress. And, of course, that's the ultimate goal. I mean, the ultimate goal is to have I-49 going entirely through Arkansas.
Not to belabor this point, but so if someone tells me that they are going from, say, Fayetteville to Alma beginning next week and those signs go up, they will be traveling Interstate 49 and not I-540.
Yeah, that's true. There's it's actually 65 miles, and we're going to have, oh gosh, it's almost 700 signs that we're going to be putting up. So, you know, it's exciting. It's exciting for us, but it's certainly exciting for people in Northwest Arkansas. And, you know, and again, I mean, we're not in the economic development business, but it's certainly a byproduct of what we do. But economic development people will tell you that's a huge advantage to being part of a national highway system, an interstate system there with an I-49 that goes all the way through the state, you know, in addition to our other interstate system.
The announcement this morning was part of a regularly scheduled event to celebrate the launch of the Connecting Arkansas Program Project, or the CAP Project, which was approved by the state's voters in 2012. Funded through a 10-year half-cent sales tax, the project includes 31 specific highway development ideas. The first will be more work on the long-discussed Bella Vista Bypass.
Well, you know, the people in Northwest Arkansas on the Bella Vista Bypass, you know, to be honest, they don't care if it's STIP money or CAP money or whatever money.
Or buried treasure.
But, you know, they're just wanting to get that done. And we certainly have known that there's been a problem with traffic in Bella Vista for some time. And, you know, again, I mean, the money just really wasn't there. But because of the people voted for this, we're not only doing jobs in Bella Vista, but we're doing jobs down toward El Dorado. You know, we're doing jobs over in Northeast Arkansas. So it's all over the state. But, yeah, certainly, you know, 31 projects, and that was the beauty of this program. I mean, Dick Trammell, one of our commissioners, said, you know, let's go to the people and tell them, here's what we're going to do. If you vote for this sales tax and you vote for this program, here's what we are going to do. So we had a list of 31 jobs that we said we would do. And you know, man, in this day and age, it's unbelievable. We get calls up from all over the country saying, how in the world did y'all get the people of Arkansas to vote for a sales tax? I mean, this is general revenue sales tax. It's a half-cent sales tax for 10 years. So it does have a cap on it, but it's going to allow us to do so much. But, yeah, we're so excited, Kyle, to do this Bella Vista project. You know, we already have two projects underway. One of them's wrapping up. You know, even though people, it's out on new locations, so people don't always get to see it out there. But you know, if you head out towards Centerton, you can see the construction going on where it crosses Highway 72. But, you know, this is big. This first CAP project, it's a almost $53 million project for us to do another section of that bypass. So it's great. People ought to see in the next couple of weeks, see some activity out there.
Glenn Bollock is a special projects coordinator with the Arkansas State Highway and Transportation Department. He talked to me this morning about the official designation of Interstate 49 from Alma to Fayetteville, a stretch that has been known as Interstate 540. The new signs along the highway will begin to be put in place next week. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Kyle Kellums.